Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Delana Barr. She is with the 4-H group here in Carbon County, working out of the USU Extension office. And you know what? It's getting to be that time. You know, kids are going to start going back to school, and they're going to have to sign up for 4-H once again to get you through the whole school year. And it's very simple, very easy. We're going to talk about all the different kind of programs that they have for different age levels and what you can do if you want to just get some questions answered about 4-H. Delana, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start right out of the gate, and we'll talk about, it seems like, you know, you start 4-H in kindergarten, and you work all your way through it. And the first step would be this, the 4-H Clover Buds, and that starts for ages 5 when they're in kindergarten. Is that when it starts?
Kindergarten through second grade, and it's just really a great program to get them their foot in the door of 4-H. Parents are involved with helping teach each club, and fun curriculums, discovery for these little kids. It's a perfect way to start off their 4-H career.
All right, and there is an enrollment fee, and you're going to start registering on September 1st, right, for Clover Buds?
Yes. For all of 4-H, it will start, enrollment will be $5 through September. And so after September, it's $10. And then, but you will sign up on 4-H.zsuite.org to do that, and we'll be glad to help you if you have any questions.
And they can walk you through all that. So that's Clover Buds, and that goes, once again, kindergarten all the way into second grade. Then in your third grade group, and that goes, it covers third, fourth, and fifth graders, is it the Discover Group? Is that what that's called?
Yes, it's our Discover Club. And this is really a fun club that we've ran for a few years, and it's also parent-run. We will have a parent meeting for parents to come, and I can teach you all about it, let you know the resources, but it's really ran by parents, and some fun things that we've done before in this club is like paper mache, fishing, letterboxing, melty beads, robotics, candle making. So all these clubs, we have a really good time.
And it's kind of a great way to get involved and for parents to be involved as well. So if your kid signs up, the ideal thing is for a parent to run at least one meeting if your kid signed up for the club.
Yes, just one. So if everybody takes their turn, it's really easy. And you can come and see that it's not as intimidating as some people think. It's just, these are great kids. We've got some great resources to make it easy.
All right. And those will start. You sign up still. The sign up is still at 4-H.zsuite.org. And those actually won't start until October, correct?
Right. They can sign up now. The registration will be open, but it gives us enough time to organize and prepare and be ready for the clubs after the parents know what's available.
Okay, and you're going to have two different sessions with that one, which is great. 3:30 to 4:30, then 5 to 6.
Yes, we find that some kids are busy earlier and they just need some time in the afternoon, or vice versa. So we've got a place for everybody.
All right. And this $20 for each sign up, is that include the sign up for 4-H, or is that on top of the sign up?
It's on top of your membership. So this is just, we'll cover the materials, and we will have a fall session for Discover Club. And then in the spring, we will start up again with another session.
Okay, so there's all that information. Then grades 6, 7, and 8, they're called the Explorer Club. So what kind of things do we do in this one?
This club is brand new this year. We've always had a sixth grade club, but we decided to open up it to a larger age group because this is a fun age that can do more. We can do more in robotics or take hikes, or we're giving them a longer time for the club so we can do anything from making lamps to string art, anything that these kids want to do, and their parents will come and help. We've got it made.
And then you're also going to have a parent meeting at the same day, the 15th of September.
It is. So the setup is the same. Resources will just come and help you get ready for the club.
All right. And then different, it looks like twice a month from October to April, roughly?
Yes.
Except for December.
The whole year, we will have clubs twice a month and follow the school calendar. So if there's not school, we don't have club.
Okay. So there's that one. And then, you know, that covers just all the way up until eighth grade. And so there's always a group. There's always clubs. That's what you've always told me. If you've got a specific person out there that has, you know, some kind of an interest that they're in, chances are 4-H has a club for them.
Yes.
And if not, you'll make one.
We'll make one. Yeah. We're always looking for volunteers. So if we have volunteers out there that have this cool hobby or interest and want to share it with kids, we've got the perfect platform for that.
All right. And then this one's coming up. It's called your 4-H Family Fun Achievement Night. And it'll be September 22nd out at the Event Center. And what are we going to see and what are we going to do out at this one?
This is a fun night that we invite all the family to come and we review what we've done. We have a fun slideshow of all the kids and their projects and we play games and we bring out some STEM activities and have dinner. And this is a great time for those who are curious about 4-H to come and join us and see what we do.
And if you're curious, you're still in that window of $5, you know, yes, within that month of September, from September 1st to the end of the month, it's $5 to be a member of 4-H.
Yes.
Can't beat that.
I agree.
All right. So those are just some of the fun things that you got going on. And that takes us to September. What else have we got going on the rest of the year?
You know, we always have Horse Club going on with Kobe Prettyman is our leader on that. And they meet twice a week right now riding. And then in the fall, they'll meet in the classroom and learn about their horse and take care and all that they need to do, even with their equipment. We have Junior Master Gardeners that go on with Stephanie Carr. We will, in the fall coming up, we'll have a horseless horse club. So if you don't have a horse but want to kind of learn about the horses and be around them, we will be starting a horseless horse club. Junior Entrepreneurs will be coming up soon. We're going to have a sports club in the fall. And there's always Junior and Senior Teen Council. That's our leadership club. So come be with us.
There's always plenty of fun, great things to do when it comes to 4-H. Now, if anybody has questions about these, how can they get a hold of you down there at the 4-H office?
Just give us a call at 636-3233.
Or go and see them. Very simple.
Pop in.
You're right there in the county building, right?
Yes.
So go and see them down there at the county building. Give them a call if you're interested in maybe getting your child involved, or if you've got a child that's come up and said, hey, Mom, Dad, I want to go do 4-H. This is how you do it right there. Delana Barr, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming in and talking to us today.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.